I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Humanitarian relief groups are making headway in Indonesia's quake zone. International Aid's Miles Fish says because of the desperate need for medical supplies and equipment, they sent a fully supplied medical clinic due to arrive today. The primary mission is to demonstrate their love for Christ by serving those in need.
We will be searching for a Christian church partner there that we can deliver these supplies through in the hope that we can enhance the local indigenous churches' testimony to their own community.
Go to our website to find out how you can help. Next, this week in Iraq, car bombs have killed more than 50 people and injured many more. Many regions have become scenes of violence, hate, and oppression. While the violence continues, Open Doors remains committed to doing ministry and helping churches in that hostile country. It's especially dangerous for Christians who are targeted for persecution. More than 100,000 Christians have fled Iraq in the past 2 years. Pray for Iraqi believers to be lights in a dark place. And electricity. It's a precious commodity in parts of Mumba, Tanzania. Grace Ministries International's Don Tenhove says they're looking into the feasibility of a hydroelectric plant on the missionary compound. Why?
Right now we spend probably over $300 a month on diesel to run a generator, and that's just a few hours a day, where this would provide an electrical supply for 24 hours around, and there's need for lighting at the high school, in the pastoral college, and the missionary home.
A reliable power supply would supplement the evangelical training, which in turn directly applies to ministry in the region. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.